USA Radio News.
I'm Brad Bernards.
Representative Michael McCaul, Republican of Texas, told Newsmax that Afghans who have worked with U.S. forces over the last 20 years and may not get out of the country by the August 31st withdrawal deadline set by President Joe Biden have a death warrant on their back.
All their biometric databases, now guess who has it now? The Taliban. And guess what's going to happen to them? They are going to be left behind. We can't get them out by August 31st. And now they have a death warrant on their back.
The majority of the American public supports a range of U.S. policies in support of Taiwan, including its independence and sending troops to the self-ruled island if China invades, according to a poll from the Chicago Council on Global Affairs, released on August 26th. This is USA Radio News.
If cancel culture and censorship continue at their current pace, there will soon be nothing left of the truth. The Epoch Times was founded to keep truth alive. We ask the questions we think you'd ask. We check facts without regards to any political agenda. No one tells us what to cover or how to cover it. We're not influenced by big corporations or political parties. Our great passion is to expose the spread of socialism and communism. We cover the Chinese Communist Party and how it works to subvert American education and politics. We cover big issues like election integrity, the exploding national debt, the fight against coronavirus, and the truth about its origins. We cover Democrats and Republicans in exactly the same way. We have a special trial subscription offer right now. 1 month of our printed paper and total access to our amazing online content for just $1. You'll find it at TrustedNewspaper.com. 1 month, $1. TrustedNewspaper.com. Help the Epoch Times keep truth alive.
President Biden is sticking to his August 31st deadline to remove troops from Afghanistan. George Mason, National Security Law Director Jamil Jaffer, has another view.
The truth is, though, for 20 years, we've been safe at home in the United States from a mass casualty terrorist attack precisely because we've been fighting this conflict over there and keeping al-Qaeda and ISIS on the run. We saw what happened in 2013 when we pulled out precipitously out of Iraq. That caused us to have more terrorist threats. We had to go back in. I predict the same thing will happen here.
Hurricane Ida became a Category 4 storm early Sunday morning, rapidly intensifying to sustained winds of 140 miles per hour, according to the National Hurricane Center. The storm is located 75 miles south of the mouth of the Mississippi River, National Hurricane Center forecasters said in their 5 a.m. Eastern Time update, continuing its march north toward Louisiana and the Gulf Coast at 15 miles per hour. This is USA Radio News.
Lights out, everybody.
Matt Dillon, United States Marshal. The first man they look for and the last they want to meet.
Pleasant dreams.
The greatest radio shows of all time, USA Classic Radio Theater. On these radio stations or on demand by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The U.S. State Department is urging U.S. citizens and others to leave the area of Kabul's Hamid Karzai International Airport immediately, citing a specific credible threat. U.S. citizens should avoid traveling to the airport and avoid all airport gates at this time, the department added in a security alert on its website. Former CBP Commissioner Mark Morgan says hasty vetting of Afghan refugees coming to the U.S. could be a problem. More from USA's Dan Naraki.
Thousands of Afghan evacuees have begun arriving in the U.S., with thousands more being sent to military facilities in Bahrain, Germany, Kuwait, and Qatar to await processing. Former Acting Commissioner of Customs and Border Protection Mark Morgan says that it's the speedy vetting of that group of evacuees that has him worried. He tells Newsmax TV that the U.S. forces in Kabul are trying to get people out fast, which doesn't give them enough time to complete thorough screening.
Their mission is to put people on planes as fast as they can. I've been in government for a long time. I've been in operations where the goal was to do something fast, and I guarantee you when you do that, something falls through the cracks. I don't think we should be doing that in this situation when we're actually taking people from a complete failed terrorist state that is an operating base for terrorists. Look, something is going to fall through the cracks when your goal is to do it fast.
From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.